ago, and he came here to an event that Robert Andrews and I from Paid Content put on. It was about optimism, and I wanted to explain why I'm optimistic. And then Rafa came up with this, and of course I thought immediately, I am that person, I am that average journalist hiding behind the corporate machinery, and thank God for that. I've been very lucky that I've worked most of my journalistic career for big multinationals with a lot of money, whether it's Reuters or News Corp, and I'm extremely fortunate in that. But he's right. You know, the days of being average and the days of not being able to use multimedia to be incredibly skilled in everything that you do. You know, there is no such thing now, I think, in journalism as the jack of all trades and good of none. We do all have to be good at so many things. And this terrific person here that Laura's got here, you know, it is a personification, it was an illustration of the kinds of journalists that you all are. And I'm constantly amazed at the technical skills that my journalists on MSN have, their ability to, you know, they think nothing of going into Photoshop, they think nothing of going in and editing HTML, they think nothing of going out and shooting video, and they're all highly talented. And I see this really around journalism and around the journalism schools I go to, and I'm really glad I'm not starting out myself. So I'm going to embarrass four people by highlighting four people at the moment who I think are really worth watching. Of course, many of you do. But I suspect we don't always call them out enough and say, there's some really interesting stuff going on here that these people are doing. And I know you will know all these people. One of them is Josh Halliday, who drives me nuts, because I thought I'd be one of the first people to discover Josh and think what a cool guy he was, and I subscribed to his stuff. But who is this kid up in Sunderland writing at Sheffield Journalism School, writing really good tweets? He's got things being on Sunday night with the Journalism Club of other students. And then all of a sudden, of course, I see Rory. Kathleen Jones thinks he's fabulous. Emily Bell thinks he's fabulous, and now he's just another job as a training reporter on The Guardian. And the thing I'm impressed about with Josh, and why I'm using him is Josh here, actually? Because he'd be under the chair by now, I'm sure. But the thing that impresses me about him, he's built his own brand. And when I go to Preston Journalism School or Bournemouth or City, that's the big thing that I can see that these kids these days need to do, is build their own brand. They cannot necessarily hide behind a brand the way we all have in the past. It's all about them, it's all about what they've got to say, and then it's all about the authenticity of what they say with it. The other one is Jemima Kiss, who everybody knows, but you know, Jemima used to work at journalism.co.uk, then went to paid content. I've known her for years, and I've watched her build her brand way outside The Guardian. You know, this is not just about The Guardian, it's about being part of the conversation, being able to turn up to a text interview with a microphone that records you know, perfect HD quality video, sound, and produce a podcast as well on the fly. These are the kinds of things that these guys are doing. Robert Andrews, he would be incredibly upset if he knew that I was mentioning him, of course he would have known. I think the work that Robert does is really an exemplar for the kind of one-man band approach. And the fourth person is Will Perrin, who many of you will know, who runs the King's Cross Environment website and the whole sort of community now of these local sites. And the reason I'm calling out Will there is that I think if we look at that King's Cross site, and I know it's become a bit of a cliche, and I won't mention it after 2011, I promise, but the way it's penetrated its community in a way that probably no national newspaper or no regional newspaper site could have done is absolutely extraordinary. And there are genuine voices in that community, and a community that's under tremendous change, that come out in a very authentic, readable way, regardless of whether you're in King's Cross. Well, of course, it is a local site, so it's all about local. So that's another one to embarrass those four people. I will also say that Laura is an example of this kind of journalist as well. So the thing that I wanted to close with is about ethics, which of course is not just a place to the east of London. And it's an investment that we've made. We've created a thing called the MSN Media Academy, which is a worldwide training function and a sort of regulatory function, because we've invested in journalism very heavily over the last 3 years. I've told you our staff here, or our team here, has gone from something like 11 to 50. And underpinning it now, we're today announcing this code of conduct to which all of my journalists will seek to abide. It will be published on the site from today, and it really is just a public statement of what we're trying to do ethically and journalistically. There's nothing radical in it. But it's something that the proper journalistic organisations have always Reuters has always had the trust. BBC has its ethical underpinnings, and of course the BBC College of Journalism works that through. So this is about being authentic, about being straight up with our users, about the way we're going to use their content, the places our content comes from, and the obligations that they can expect us to meet in presenting them with straight and And this will apply right across the niches, and we'll expect our partners to work with us on achieving this as well. So that's the announcement bit, and you can tell it really is pretty in-house. But welcome to MSN. Thanks very much for coming, and I hope you have a terrific day. And I'm able to take any questions if there are any. But thanks very much for coming.